Years later, the nation pauses to remember the 9/11 attacks. Retired New York Police Detective Mark Claxton was at ground zero that day.
It will always be a day of mourning. So it is a very solemn day, a very difficult and painful day for many of us. It really triggers for far too many of us the feeling of survivor's guilt.
President Biden is on his way to Alaska, where he's expected to speak about 9/11 later today. He ended a trip to Vietnam with a visit to a memorial honoring his late friend and colleague, Senator John McCain, a Vietnam War prisoner. Hope is dimming for search crews in Morocco looking for survivors in the rubble of Friday's earthquake. Nearly 2,700 are dead. Authorities in Pennsylvania say escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante may have left the area where they've been searching for him. This is ABC News. Parts of the Northeast and New England got up to 5 inches of rain over the weekend, and now the area could be impacted by Hurricane Lee, which is moving slowly north towards the Maine and Canadian coastlines. New Mexico's governor facing pushback after declaring all open and concealed guns are now illegal in the state's most populated areas. She says it's to curb a recent rise in gun violence, but police saying they won't enforce the order.
Law enforcement in New Mexico is coming out against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's public health order. Albuquerque's police chief saying his officers will not enforce it. In Alberta, Leo County Sheriff John Allen saying the same.
Criminals do not follow the law or a public health order.
Even some Democrats like Congressman Ted Lieu have tweeted that the order is unconstitutional. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The American Red Cross says after a downturn in blood donations over the summer, they are experiencing a national blood shortage. Alex Perez, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An 11-year-old Wisconsin boy has been ordered to stand trial in adult court after allegedly killing his mother in their home nearly 1 year ago. The boy has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and is accused of killing his mother for refusing to buy him a virtual reality headset. Reportedly, after killing his mother, the boy used her credit card information to purchase the new headset off Amazon. He will be tried as an adult due to the severity of the crime. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has announced a motorcyclist died after crashing into a sign in western Wisconsin on Sunday morning. According to the Sheriff's Office, authorities were alerted to the crash just before 5 a.m. on Sunday morning and responded to the intersection of State Highway 35 and County Highway E in Lewis. They say the motorcyclist was traveling west on County Highway E and failed to round a curve before going off the road, hitting the sign, and landing in a thicket. The name of the motorcyclist was not released and they were not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. First hour remembering the tragedy that was 9/11 22 years ago. Thinking of the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, all those, the nurses, the doctors, all those that were helpers as well. And we continue to do that here on this Monday, September 11th. Also, going to finish off here in just a second, this story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Senate committee voting today on whether the commission elections chief Megan Wolf should stay in her position. And we're going to continue that in just a minute. Also talk about the illegitimate forthcoming impeachment of Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz and what you can do about it. There is something we can do. I'm going to talk about that this half hour as well. And of course, welcome your phone calls at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How do you feel about this Senate committee, which people in the law have said is not legally meeting? Well, I shouldn't say not legally meeting. The actions they're taking today. How do you feel about this? Are you okay with the state Senate voting paper ballot for this? Or do you think they should all be in a room and have to in front of TV cameras and radio station mics and print reporters say aye or nay? What do you think of this paper ballot on the Senate Election Committee? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also call us at 844-96-PARTY. That's 96-PARTY.
And we also got a good text from Mark from the SAC at the end of the last hour. Interesting that some voter fraud could be committed in this vote, whether to forward this to the full Wisconsin Senate. You know, they're using paper ballots. Right. I feel like there might be a Dropbox involved.
Right, exactly. Right? That is a bit ironic that Republicans would be okay with these paper ballots being taken through the halls, unmonitored. And let me quickly add, the Senate pages are a fine group of people, but yes, the point's well taken.
Can I go be a poll watcher? Can I just carry a firearm and stand outside and look at them menacingly?
Right. Before the break, I got to clean this up. Before the break, I have to address this. For those watching on the stream, the video stream, and you can see us on Facebook and on Twitter, or Craig Ferguson calls it now Twix, because we don't like X. So Twix, I like Twix instead of Twitter. Also on YouTube, on Mr. Zommer's camera, there is a door right behind him. And it is unmarked. And occasionally, people will come in and out of that picture and go into that door. And I saw my sister over the weekend. And she said, is that a bathroom behind Aaron there?
I wish it was.
I said, no. That's like the little news closet booth studio. And she said, oh, well, I didn't, people like see people, we see people come and go out of there and we thought it was a bathroom. And one day somebody went in there and I thought, wow, they were in there for quite a while. I hope they're okay. So no, it is not a bathroom. It is a news studio, but yes, everything is okay.
Although again, now if everyone was walking in here and using it all the time, I'm glad it's not a bathroom, but right. If it was just for the producer, that'd be pretty nice.
I know. I'm not sure if this got out on the air because of our technical difficulties in Green Bay on Friday, but the Green Bay studio.
It has a shower?
They have two bathrooms that are humongous. Each one has their own individual stall shower and wood lockers in the bathrooms at Green Bay.
They really are maybe encouraging some unhealthy workaholism there or something.
Well, I think it's great because you could see this is one of the issues I have with saying, oh, ride your bike to work. Because if yep. I'm going to ride my bike to work, I'm going to be sweaty. I don't want to sit there in my stench all day. And so look at Civic Media leading the way, providing showers for our employees in Green Bay so they can be eco-friendly and ride their bike and still freshen up before they go on the air. How about that?
You know what? Good point. I didn't think about that, but that's a really good point.
Yeah. So, and they also have a beautiful break room, and it's lovely in Green Bay. Yeah. So we'll
that see. Is one thing we don't really have here, a break room.
No.
Because we have so many people, we use up all the space.
But we're thankful for what we have. It's
oh,
a beautiful
yes, absolutely.
Studio.
It's not
beautiful.
A complaint.
I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, yeah. But... Anyway, that's the thought for today. But I want to get back to you. We're going to clean this up after the break and take your calls. How do you feel about this Wisconsin Senate committee voting by paper ballot to move forward and getting rid of Megan Wolf from our Wisconsin State Elections Commission? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I want to clean this up because before the break, let me find this here. Lawmakers, meaning Republicans, cite discontent with the outcome of the 2020 election and practices the commission, meaning the election commission, recommended to help voters navigate the coronavirus pandemic, some of which have since been deemed illegal by Wisconsin judges. Now, what they mean that what a lot of that, what that is, our Republican judges or the old conservative-leaning Wisconsin State Supreme Court declaring some of this stuff wasn't legal. So keep that in context, all right? And remember, the 2020 election was absolutely legal, fair, and free. Take your calls after this. More of the story. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbaugh Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
it was like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 71 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 47, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 62. mid-60s. Wednesday, much warmer on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. Todd Allbaugh along with Aaron Zommers on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Invite your phone calls. What do you think of this Senate Committee on Elections meeting today and trying to vote by paper ballot to oust Megan Wolf? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also download the Civic Media app on Apple or Android, and text us or call us there as well. This story by Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from about 3 hours ago. The Senate Committee on Elections meeting today to figure out what they're going to do on here. And there's a lot of backstory, so I want to try to break this down for you and put it into bites that we could all kind of get through. It's essentially a partisan grab by Republicans if you just want to cut to the chase. But in the story by Molly Beck, a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wolf is at the center of a partisan firestorm surrounding the state election agency as commissioners have split on how to accomplish their goal of keeping her in her job amid a push from the GOP to oust her. Wolf oversees the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which provides guidance to nearly 2,000 clerks in Wisconsin. By clerks, we mean your city clerk, your village clerk, your town clerk. And feel free to weigh in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. That guidance by the Election Commission is decided by a 6 appointed commissioners, 3 from each political party, so 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. Megan Wolf's job is to implement their decisions as rules governing how elections are administered. So again, she doesn't make the rules. Megan Wolf doesn't. The commission does. She just carries it out. Democratic election commissioners and Republican lawmakers each deployed unexpected legal maneuvers earlier this summer in their fight over Wolf's future, neither of which are certain to succeed in court, where the ordeal is all but certain to land. Now, first, Democratic commissioners abstained from voting on a motion to reappoint Wolf to her job in an effort to protect her from Republican senators who had signaled they would fire her if the reappointment was forwarded to them. All right. So in other words, the strategy by Democrats was, well, we're not going to put her up for a reappointment. They can't vote her down if we don't put her up for reappointment. With just 3 of 6 commissioners not voting, the motion to reappoint Wolf failed without a majority. Democrats argued there was no need for a vote because of a recent state Supreme Court ruling under conservatives that sided with good old Frederick Prehn. He's a real Prehn, a former Natural Resources Board chairman who decided to stay on his position nearly 2 years after his term expired. He was a Walker guy and said, I'm just not leaving. And of course, the conservatives on the Supreme Court, the majority said, yeah, you could just stay there. That's okay. So the Democrats said, well, turnabout's fair play. If Fred Prehn could stay there, so can Megan Wolf. The ruling's majority opinion said that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning in Prehn's case, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. With commissioners failing, the election commissioners, that is, failing to forward an appointment to the Senate, Democrats argued, Wolf could remain in her job indefinitely. But a day later, Senate Republicans moved forward anyway. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue contended Tuesday's 3-0 commission vote that resulted in a failed motion to reappoint Wolf as actually enough votes to reappoint Wolf. Even though state law says such votes require a majority of commissioners or four votes. So Lemmy Hugh just said, you know what? I've decided that three is enough. Not eight is enough, like the old TV show. But I've decided that a majority of six is three, not four. He changed the laws of physics. As a result, all Republican state senators voted to pass a resolution to take up Wolf's appointment. Wolf ultimately decided not to appear at the hearing after Democratic Attorney General Josh Call said the recent Supreme Court ruling kept Wolf in her job. The state legislature's nonpartisan attorneys also recently concluded that to reappoint Wolf, the commission needed to put forward four votes to do so. Now, the six-person committee meeting today to recommend to the full Senate whether to keep Wolf in her job. What say you about this absolute debacle by Republicans once again declaring that a majority of six is three, not four? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, always appreciate you. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd, and the show today. I'm glad you're bringing this to people's attention. I kind of fast forward a little bit here, but one of the biggest reasons we need fair maps is because the Republicans are not held to any accountability because the maps, excuse me, are rigged.
Right.
So the laws only pertain to them if they're on their side. If the law is not on their side, then they don't care about it. It's really what comes down to, it's a really sad day for the state of Wisconsin. You need fair elections. And until you get them, this is going to be more of the same. I don't know what the answer is other than that Josh Call needs to stand his ground. The Democrats need to stand their ground. This really isn't a Republican-Democrat. Well, it is, I guess, but it really shouldn't be. It's all about serving the people of Wisconsin. And then to hide behind the paper ballots, that's also ridiculous. You should be able to have enough courage to stand up and tell people why you were voting against Megan. And I'm going to go right back to the same thing with Judge Janet. There's no reason she should recuse herself from fair maps because the Republicans, when the shoe was on the other foot, they didn't do it, mm-hmm. and they never did. And I don't know who they're going to put in charge of. I don't know what their idea or their end game is there with Megan, but you need some. She's as far as I can see, she did a real good job here, but the bottom line is, and you're going to be going into this very shortly, is fair maps. And if we don't, I don't think the Democrats are going to win back the Senate or the Assembly with fair maps, more than likely not. But at least you'll have enough districts that'll be swing that there will be accountability on how you vote on things like this. So I guess I'll leave it at that. And thanks for your show, Todd, and great subjects to bring up. Bye.
Appreciate Wisco Paul. Thank you so much. Great call. And Wisco Paul brings up a couple of fantastic things. I want to get to both of them. First of all, this idea that somehow the seed is trying to be planted into people's minds that the Wisconsin elections in 2020 were somehow not accurate, unjust, rigged, whatever word you want to say. Let me be very clear. The Wisconsin elections in 2020 and the national elections in 2020 were fair. They were accurate. They've been looked over by both sides, multiple lawsuits by both sides, gone to courts and judges, many of whom were Trump appointees and conservatives. And the elections in Wisconsin and in the United States were deemed fair and free and accurate. That is not to say there weren't a couple of yahoos here and there who may have tried or committed fraud, but the amount of fraud was so minuscule and minute and insignificant that it would not have made any sort of a difference, even an iota of difference in one election or outcome. So let's be very clear about that. And so what the Republicans are doing now, and we're going to get to this in the next segment on Judge Janet, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Republicans are scared. I was part of the Republican Party for 30 years. Left in 2011 over voter, so-called voter ID. They were really voter suppression bills. The Republican Party today is scared. And what Mark said is, you know, if we get fair maps, I'm not sure the Democrats could get control again of either house in the state legislature. I'm not so sure. Because here's the thing. If Republicans go through with this lunacy of impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz before she's even heard a case, even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on? You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime, before there's alleged evidence. You can't do that. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you could do it, but it doesn't add up. So principled conservatives in this state are going to look at that and say these Republicans are out over their skis way too far. They've jumped the shark, to use a Happy Days term. All right. Now, remember that the Republican nominee for president of the United States by this time next year, Donald J. Trump, the presumed nominee, could very well be convicted on felony charges and be in jail. So how's that going to work out? As we say in political parlance and political words, down ballot. What do we mean by down ballot? Well, it means, you know, whoever is the most senior person in terms of the office is at the top. In 2024, it'll be for president of the United States. And then everybody else who runs at the same time as the president, those are called down ballot elections. And oftentimes what happens at the top of the ballot, they have what's called coattails. In other words, it trickles down and it has an effect on people down ballot. So in Wisconsin, if you have a Republican Party who impeaches Janet Protasiewicz for nothing, and then you have your candidate for president who is either in the middle of several indictment trials or has already been convicted and could even be behind bars as Republican nominee, how do you think that's going to work out down ballot for state assembly people, for state senators, all of whom, all of whom could, keyword could, be on the ballot in 2024? Because even if these idiot Republicans are successful in impeaching Janet Protasiewicz and keeps her off the bench, she could resign and Governor Evers appoint another liberal like Janet Geske on the court, and the case goes through. And so we get more fair maps, fairer maps. How's that going to work out for legislative Republicans with fairer maps, having impeached Janet Protasiewicz and Donald Trump as the flag bearer for the Republican Party? I'll give you a spoiler alert. Not well. Not well at all, as we say back in Richland Center. Not well at all for Republicans. And they know this. Republicans know this. They're not complete idiots. All we need are about 16 Republicans with a spine in the assembly to stand up and say enough. We're not going to vote for this crap. One guy has. We're going to tell you who it is. We're going to give him a shout out. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Don Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. 22 years later, the nation pauses to remember the 9/11 attacks. Retired New York Police Detective Mark Claxton was at Ground Zero that day.
It will always be a day of mourning. So it is a very solemn day, a very difficult and painful day for many of us. It really triggers for far too many of us the feeling of survivor's guilt.
President Biden is on his way to Alaska, where he's expected to speak about 9/11 later today. He ended a trip to Vietnam with a visit to a memorial honoring his late friend and colleague, Senator John McCain, a Vietnam War prisoner. Hope is dimming for search crews in Morocco looking for survivors in the rubble of Friday's earthquake. Nearly 2,700 are dead. Authorities in Pennsylvania say escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante may have left the area where they've been searching for him. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is facing three lawsuits against him relating to the fake elector scheme following the 2020 election. A lawsuit filed in federal court is seeking $2.4 million in damages from Robert Spindle and the other fake electors, alleging they conspired with former President Donald Trump to overturn the election. Another lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court alleges Spindle should have recused himself from a complaint filed with the Elections Commission, but sat in judgment of himself despite the conflict of interest. Ironman Wisconsin was held in Madison this weekend, and the organization announced Sunday night that a participant had died following the bike portion of the event. Ironman Wisconsin stated that a staff member and an off-duty police officer identified the racer, provided medical attention immediately, and called EMS to transport them to the hospital. The racer died while in the hospital. The Ironman Triathlon consists of a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and a marathon run. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 33 past the hour, 2:33 to be exact, here high atop State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, on September 11th, along Mr. Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along. Here's what we're going to do. There are people in your life who just think, you know, that's a great person. And Luke Mathers is one of those dudes. Luke Mathers, the executive producer here at Civic Media, the host, co-host, along with Will Walter of Town Call from 12:15 until 1. Here's the deal. We have some extra tickets to tonight's Milwaukee Brewer game. They are taking on the Miami Marlins. It used to be the Florida Marlins. That was too big. They had to stay in Miami. Miami Marlins are in town, the Fish. Game time, 6:40. 6:40, the first pitch on 9/11. We have six tickets that someone could not use. We have just learned about this. Rather than using them ourselves and just being piggish about it, Luke Mathers has said, you know what? It's September 11th. So if there is, we had a guy earlier who is a retired firefighter, and this is going to be the honor system, and not all six people have to be this. But if you are a firefighter, a law enforcement officer, an EMT person, an ambulance person, a doctor, a nurse, any of those, or you know someone, and you'll take at least one person, the first caller on the honor system, to say that you are in one of those professions, wins all six tickets to tonight's Brewer game. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The first person that calls us and says that you are either a firefighter or retired, a police officer or retired, an EMT or a first responder or retired, a doctor or a nurse or retired. If you just one person, somebody in your family, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister-in-law, your best friend, if you or someone you know is a firefighter, an EMT, a police officer, law enforcement, first responder, call in and we will give you six tickets. And these are fantastic tickets to tonight's Brewer game starting at 6:40 at AmFam Field in Milwaukee against the Marlins. Should be a great game. Brewers right in that race for the postseason. And I'm sure they'll do a special 9/11 memorial and tribute tonight at the game. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're gonna first open this up to these selected people. And if they don't go, then we'll open it up to anybody. But if you are a firefighter, a police officer, a law enforcement person, doctor, nurse, EMS, first responder, if you or anybody you know or can use these tickets tonight is in these professions or retired from these professions and you want to go to the game tonight, Milwaukee Brewers, 6:40, the first pitch, we have six tickets in the club level for you. Club level seats. Six tickets, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to let this go for a while, see if somebody calls in. If not, we'll give them away to the general public. So stay tuned. I hope there's somebody out there listening who's a firefighter, law enforcement, EMS, first responder, doctor, nurse, who can use these tickets. Call us. The first person to call that is one of those professions and can go tonight at 6:40, win six tickets. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So we'll let this go, Mr. Zombers, for just a while and another 5-10 minutes. And if nobody calls in, then we'll open up the general public. I want to move on to this. Before we do, Justice Protasewicz, a couple of great texts here, as Mr. Zombers pointed out. One from Lisa Joe in Madison on WMDX says, I'm getting so tired of being governed by legal loopholes. It's all gimmicks. That's no way to run a state. Great text there. I think a lot of people are getting tired of this. And as I said before the break, the dam is beginning to break, right? There are cracks in this whole cockamamie scheme. And that's exactly what it is. It's a scheme to impeach Janet Protasewicz.
This and the whole Megan Wolf thing, it's all just to tell a story that, oh, well, we held a hearing or did a ballot and she didn't show up. So we just can't do it. And you're like, well, you held a ballot or a meeting or whatever that was based on false pretenses.
Yeah,
she was never appointed, so you had nothing to vote on anyway, and that's why she didn't show up. But they just won't mention that.
No, they won't. And find that line, Mr. Zombers, that Jeff Perry had here. He texted in on the Facebook page. There we are. Jeff Perry says, I'm not joking when I say that if we turn Republican legislators' duties over the student council of any state high school, the kids would handle matters with a great deal more intelligence, integrity than the GOP. I agree with that. Absolutely agree with it. So before I get to this courageous legislator, I want to call out Ben Wickler, the chairman of the state Democratic Party. And they put a lot of money and time into this very quickly. They are on top of it. And they have created this site called defendjustice.com/call. defendjustice.com wisconsin.com/call. Ben Wickler tweeted out over the weekend, said, if you're in Wisconsin, call your legislator now. We just unveiled a new call tool that automatically connects you with your legislator's office. So if you go to, you can just go to wisconsindems.org as well, or WISDEMS.org. But the actual site is called Defend Justice, all together, defendjustice.com/call. So I clicked on it here, and it comes up, and it says, you'll get a call from, you put your information in, your telephone number, it'll call you back, and then it will automatically connect you with your state legislator. It's a great tool. And we absolutely have to support this and exercise our right. And here's what I'm telling you. It's working now. Because I don't know whether this guy got called or whether he is one of the Republicans who actually has a spine. But a big shout out to State Representative Scott Johnson, proudly serving Assembly District number 33. Scott Johnson, who tweeted out or sent out over the weekend a statement. And let me say, this guy actually gets it. He is a principled conservative who knows what's going on. He put this out. Friday, Representative Johnson of the 33rd Assembly District gave the following statement regarding the question of impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Quote, I was one of the 1,839,656 voters who cast a ballot in the Supreme Court race. The end result was Janet Protasiewicz winning the race. The people spoke. This is a Republican saying this. All right, Scott Johnson. He went on to say, quote, I did not vote for candidate Protasiewicz, and I certainly do not agree with Justice Protasiewicz, especially when it comes to her openness on election maps in our state. Elections have consequences. I will be honest in saying that I would encourage the justice to recuse herself from this case. And then he puts in bold and underlined, he says, quote, however, I will not vote in favor of impeachment. The people of Wisconsin have historically shown that they do not support uprooting a duly elected official on the sheer basis of political disagreement. Our court has shifted in a new direction, which is the consequence of an election. Unquote. Great job by Scott Johnson to call this out. To my knowledge, the first Republican in the assembly to do so. This is what we need. And more courage by people like Scott Johnson. We need 15 others in the assembly that have a backbone that will stand up to this nonsense of trying to impeach Protasiewicz. And your calls are working. Call your state assembly person or go on this site that the Wisconsin Democrats have set up. They'll connect you right to your legislator and tell them, we're not going to put up with this. And if you vote for impeachment of Protasiewicz, we pledge to vote against you in 2024. Because remember, we said this before, the one thing a legislator cares about more than party is their own skin in the game, their own job. And if they know that this is coming, if they know that you as their constituent is going to vote against them, they are much more likely to vote against impeachment or just saying, I'm not going to do it. Like Scott Johnson. So your calls are working. The pressure is working. And Republicans are scared crapless of what could happen. Give them a call.
And the website is defendjustice.com.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zomers. Defendjustice.com. Mr. Zomers, do we have a winner in the Brewer ticket giveaway?
No, this is a caller about the topic.
All right, caller about the topic. Very good. Going to get to them in just a second, but I will say this. If you want Brewers tickets for tonight. We try to give it away to somebody, a first responder type person, a firefighter or a police officer, law enforcement, can still do that. But we want these tickets to go to someone. So if you can go to the game tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers game, and you can be there by 6:40 tonight or thereabouts, you know, a little later is okay. But it's against the Florida Marlins. If you can be there tonight, if you want 6 free tickets to the Brewers, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers, first person that calls in, we'll give them to them, tell them to hold on, we'll talk to them on the air. Right now, let's go up to Eau Claire, beautiful Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, our brand new station, WCFW, the tap at Eau Claire. Glenn, standing by. Thanks for holding, Glenn. What say you?
Hey, how are we doing this afternoon, gentlemen?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
It's beautiful and sunny out here. Well, you know, I have a bone to pick with some people, and it's in regards to our law enforcement and their abuse of power, to say the least. I'm a senior citizen, and so is my wife, very senior citizen. We are coming back home, driving down the highway, and we're coming into a construction zone. And I'm slowing down because I'm a truck driver. And I had a motorist come racing up alongside of me and almost hit the orange, you know, those big barrels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Almost hit those and almost hit the side of my truck. This person cut right over in front of me. And, you know, they hit their brakes, and I damn near rear-ended them. I had to hit my brakes to stop them hitting them. But that ain't the worst part about it all. The worst part about it all, after all was said and done, we passed this said person, and they're giving me the finger, the middle finger, that is. And my wife looked at me and said, you know, she just gave you the finger. I'm like, that's on her IQ. But here comes the real bad part about it.
I got about 30 seconds left, Glenn. Go ahead. Got 30 seconds left. Get to the point,
okay,
please.
Okay, so we're driving down. We're driving down the road, minding our own business, and we get pulled over by 4 officers with weapons drawn, yelling us to get out of our vehicle, and no reason whatsoever. And they would not explain to us what this was all about. This motorist, after 45 minutes, this motorist called in a false report stating that I pointed a firearm at this said person. I have my wife and I, there's no way it can happen because I ain't got a firearm in my truck.
Right.
Now, this person is not going to get penalized for falsifying a police report.
I get it, Glenn, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but I think that's what's called swatting, these false reports. I don't blame the law enforcement community for that. I blame the idiot who drove past you and called in the false report. But I'm sorry that it happened to you, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks a lot for calling, Glenn in Eau Claire. Back with more of your calls. Brewers tickets on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 71 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 47, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 62. Mid-60s, Wednesday, much warmer on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 72.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. Great program, great host, great guy, Matt Flynn Direct. He'll tell you things, well, directly. Also, he'll learn something because he was an attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has a great political mind, and he just doesn't care what you think. I mean, he does. I mean, I shouldn't say it that way. But he'll tell the truth, and he's been through so much that nothing scares him. You understand? You know, if some Yahoo wants to put crap out there, he's going to call people on the carpet on that. So give him a listen right after the top of the news. Do not miss it. Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the news here at 3 o'clock. Remember, we're trying to give away, I know it's short notice, but we wanted to give our audience a chance to use these tickets. We have 6 tickets for the club level seats. You can look right, basically behind home plate. You can look right into the, kind of on the third base side. You look into the Brewers dugout. You got a great view of the field, padded seats, special area to go into. Bathrooms are nearby, concession stands, never a long line in that part of the stadium. Give us a call. First person to call in, get 6 tickets for tonight. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. If you could use these tickets, game time is 7:40. Even if you get there a little bit late, it's okay. Game time set for 6:40 against the Miami Marlins tonight at AmFam Field. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. First person that can use the tickets will take their call. But talking about the subject of the impending impeachment by Republicans trying to take out Janet Protasiewicz before she's even heard a case. And encourage each one of you to call your legislator, because finally we have one. Representative Scott Johnson, Republican, says he won't vote for it. Actually has the chutzpah to stand up against these Republican leadership and say, no, I might not agree with Janet Protasiewicz and I didn't vote for her, but I will respect the rule of law. I will respect the outcome of fair elections. I will respect the election process. And I will not vote for impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. That is Scott Johnson, Republican assembly person. We need 15 more with a spine. So call your state assembly person. Here's how to do it. Pick up the phone, dial 1-800-362-9427. 1-800-362-9427. Or you could go on the Democratic page in Wisconsin. They have this set up called Defend Justice. You can do that by Defend Justice as well, and they'll connect you directly to your state legislator. Let's go to Bill in Cottonwalk, Mr. Somers.
Well, first, we have a winner for the tickets, and that would be in Oshkosh.
John in Oshkosh. Are you there, John?
Yes. How are you today?
Well, I am fine. Can you make it down to AmFam Field tonight for this game?
I sure can try to get there real soon. Right.
Well, if you get there a few minutes late, it's okay. The ticket, so we'll be there. Mr. Zomers, we'll take your call. You're listening to us on WISS there in Oshkosh?
Yes.
All right, very good. The big 1100 throughout the Fox Valley. John, stay, don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. Mr. Zomers will take your information and tell you how to. They're electronic tickets, so we'll get you those and enjoy the game. They are fantastic seats.
All right, will do. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, John. Appreciate that. John in Oshkosh. So that's great. Now let's go to, if we can, to Bill in Oconomowoc. Bill, we always appreciate you listening and holding on there. Bill, what say you?
On this, with Janet for the same way, there is a lot we can do. There's not a little, there's a lot. Number one, we could have one of our representatives speak with Tony Evers and charge those people who want to impeach Janet Protasiewicz with obstruction of justice. It works. Let me tell you why it works. Boss and the other people there, they have tried to obstruct justice by the fake electorates, but doing this, what they're doing, they are trying, by impeaching Janet, that is obstruction of justice. They don't want her justice to be wielded from the bench, so they're obstructing it. It works. It works in other states. We just have to get some people who want to stand up. Tony Evers could do even a lot more. So could Josh Call. There's plenty of people that can. I, as just a voter, I'm not that powerful. I'm not an attorney. If I was, I could even bring a public suit or something on that order. But there's plenty we can do to these people. Plenty. What? And the minute we play their game, the minute we play their game, I guarantee you their heads are going to explode.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, Bill. There is a lot. And that's why I give Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, a lot of credit. He got on this immediately. But we already have one Republican now over the weekend, Scott Johnson, in the Assembly, saying he will not vote for impeachment. And I think these phone calls are working. This exposure of their plan is working because they're scared to death. In reality, this is not popular within the entire Republican caucus. I can tell you this. It is a minority being driven by dark money and mega interests. So I think the more that people contact their legislator, particularly their assembly person, and tell them this, the better chance we have of heading off before the pass, before they even do it.
I agree. Am I still on the air?
Yep, still on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I totally agree. But the thing is, you know, there's going to be pardons for people. There's going to be all this other backlash.
Right.
If we don't prepare for it now,
yep,
it's going to happen. And Lord help us, if Donald Trump gets in, it's the end of democracy. It's the end of our country. We are literally fighting for our country. They kind of they put it on the back burner. Mm-hmm. I tried to call the Buck and Clay show. I'm finally getting through to them. They right. replaced, what's his name? Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Anyhow, they are so vulnerable by their lack of knowledge of the law.
Right.
They're just hanging out at Target. To be, how should I say, in the legal world, should be a slam dunk. That's just my thought. I think we're making too much of, oh, this is impossible. And by the way, thanks. One thing you're doing tremendous. My hat's off to you. If I ever see you, I'll buy you dinner. You're putting those numbers out there, those phone numbers people can call. Now, they can Google it themselves.
Right.
I've called many of those offices myself, many of them,
right,
and talked to their interns and whoever. But it's getting this awareness, and that's what Civic Media Radio is doing.
Appreciate you, Bill. Appreciate you. So I got to run, but thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate your call. Bill in Oconomowoc, always a welcome here. Those numbers, again, to call your state a Republican legislator and tell them do not vote for impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, 1-800-362-9472, 1-800-362-9472. Much more on this. Also, perhaps Matt Flynn might touch on this. There is new evidence that there was a security guard at Mar-a-Lago that may have made a fateful decision that helped out Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation. Not making that up. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn, direct is next. We'll see you tomorrow. For Mr. Zomers, I'm Todd Allball. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brittany.